Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul. Dave was a little today. I almost slipped there, Butch. Dave is a little under the weather today, and so Pastor Butch was kind enough to join in and fill out the segments today. We have Wendy Wilson joining us for the first segment of the program today, and then it will be business as usual as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And today is Wednesday, January 29th, 2020. And hi, Butch.
Hello, how you doing, Melody?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. And gold had a little bit of a turnaround late in the trading day today. Right now in the New York spot price aftermarket, we have gold up $9.30, $1,577. Silver, though, is also up 9 cents, didn't recoup as much as it lost yesterday, but it will, no worries, $17.62. Platinum was down 11 at 980, with palladium up 11 at 2,338. The USDX today was up 0.10 at 98.06. Crude oil down 0.38 at 53.10. Stock markets today, early morning trade, the Dow was up triple digits, all based on Apple's numbers. But more and more bad news is coming out of China, I guess. Google is closing their offices in China because of the coronavirus, but we'll talk a little bit about that later on. The Dow was up 12 points today, so it did manage to be upside, but lost 100 points from the early morning trade. 28,735. The NASDAQ, same kind of a day, up 5 at 92.75. S&P was down almost 3 points at 3,273. The 10-year yield dropped 0.04 at 1.60%. Euro is 110. And Hong Kong had the big day. They were actually closed for the New Year, Chinese New Year. And that's why they didn't have a lot of movement. And, I kind of thought since they had, China had avoided the celebration of their new year. I didn't realize that Hong Kong had closed their market. So they were down almost 3% overnight, catching up for, with the virus having the impact. And let's see, the Fed made their decisions today on their rate increase. We'll talk about that in the second program, on the second segment of the program today. We have Wendy Wilson joining us from Apothecary Herbs, as she does each and every Wednesday. Good afternoon, Wendy.
Good afternoon, Millie, and hello, Pastor Butch.
Hello, Wendy. How you doing?
I'm doing. There's been a lot of interest in this coronavirus. I thought we'd kind of touch on that today. World is kind of focused on it, and the virus attacks the pulmonary system. It causes a lot of symptoms like pneumonia. Now, China's physicians have said that only full protective gear can protect you from infection, as one infected doctor said that he didn't wear the full head shield and he was infected. He thinks it entered through the conjunctiva of his eye. So reports from the Lancet Journal are saying the incubation period is about 8 days for the virus. The pathogen was isolated and identified in the 1960s. That's when it's got its name for corona, for the crown-like shape the disease takes. So these infectious bronchitis-type viruses were actually extracted from chickens, supposedly to make better vaccines for farm animals. So how do you suppose it started to infect us humans? We're going to touch that in just a minute. So where did it come from? Well, this physician by the name of Jeffrey Kahn, he wrote about the coronavirus in November 2005 in the Pediatric Infectious Disease Journal. He stated the disease caused upper respiratory tract infections, and there have been 5 new coronaviruses, he said, that have been identified that now infect humans, causing severe acute symptoms of morbidity and mortality. The new coronavirus, he said, was labeled NH63, NH standing for New Haven, where it was discovered. Now, the new strains, he says, produce upper and lower respiratory infection. Now, keep in mind, SARS, that severe acute respiratory syndrome, and MERS, the Middle East acute respiratory syndrome, those are coronaviruses, and they were established as coming from an animal strain. So according to Dr. Khan, the Kenora viruses emerged today were cultivated in a lab on animal organs at the National Institute of Health. So in the 1960s, he says, virologists Tyrell and Bayonne were experimenting with human strains and animal strains of viruses, and they were merging human bronchitis viruses with mouse hepatitis and gastroenteritis viruses, as well as swine viruses. They were looking for similarities, he said, in these diseases through an electron microscope. And they also were looking for that linchpin of the pathogen that would allow it to jump the gap and infect not only animal but humans. So what they actually created was a new virus, and it was called the Kenora virus, and they were credited as discovering a new genus of viruses. So this is deliberate, folks.
We've got to ask you a question. Why would they do that? Why do you want to do that? What's the idea of making a jump
to
humans?
Well, it's sort of like mountain climbers. I'm going to climb the mountain because it's there. You know, they like to be published. They like accolades. It promotes their career. So, and you know, there's probably some really dark areas to consider as well. Let me read you this quote from the Pediatric Infectious Disease Journal, November 2005, Volume 24, Issue Number 11. They say the number and importance of animal Kenora viruses are growing rapidly. Multiple animal species carry Kenora virus strains, such as rats, mice, chickens, turkeys, calves, dogs, cats, rabbits, and pigs. The virus genus, as a whole, is capable of a wide variety of disease mechanisms. Kenora viruses have been assigned groups based on their antigen and genetic design. Group 3 contains the avian bird strains. Your SARS is a Kenora virus developed in 2002. It was developed in 2002. Notice the term, developed. We're going to get to a part two where it's patented. You cannot patent anything Mother Nature makes. Okay? Now, the SARS virus is a Kenora virus. It grew easily, they said in the Infectious Disease Journal. It grew easily on tissue cultures, enabling quick sequencing of the genome, and new group was dedicated to this virus. It was classified with the Kenora virus and was cultivated on Himalayan palm civets. Those are mammals. Okay, so they cultivated the disease on animal organs. So now a lot of conspiracy theories are circulating out there on the true intent of vaccines, and it's been taken, you know, kind of more of a serious turn. And more vital information is surfacing as the patents on deadly pathogens and who owns them. So we see vaccines in a new light when that happens. And here are some speculations with the scientific evidence there to support it. Vaccines contain serums that slowly produce disease and death. Vaccines interfere with fertility, and vaccines encourage future pandemic or superbugs and death rates by weakening immune systems. So here's some stats from the Pediatric Infectious Journal on the Kenora virus, and this is its attributes. It likes to manifest in colder months of the winter and spring compared to summer and fall. The Kenora virus infects an estimated 35% of the global respiratory viruses. It claims that for cold infections. It depends on the strain, but it cycles every 2 to 3 years. The virus can produce an asthma condition. Anyone that can be infected, but young children are most vulnerable. Patients with asthma are at a higher risk. Patients with COPD or chronic bronchitis that are at higher risk. Some of the new strains can produce encephalitis and hepatitis, and some strains produce cough, tachypnea, which is rapid breathing, or sinus mucus, which means it often is misdiagnosed as something like a common cold or flu bug. So it's interesting that there was an entry in the Pediatric Infectious Disease Journal that stated the animal viruses that have contributed to the invention of the Kenora virus, which I thought was an interesting term, which infect humans, have more nucleotides, and it helps the virus to maintain its sequence and integrity compared to human viruses. So cracking the code on the nucleotides played a role in helping the animal pathogen to infect humans. So this is really not some bird flu that just happened to infect food market workers. in Asian countries. The coronaviruses are an RNA virus. Those are man-made. Scientists have used large strands of viral proteins to make polyproteins with virus codes in them, and it's called a viral encoded protease, often found in the group 2 coronaviruses. So people need to understand that science has forced these mutations and created what nature didn't. So that's real important. And there are more strains coming. The Journal of Medical Virology in January 2020 say they anticipate new coronavirus strains from snakes. They are stating the coronavirus in Wuhan, China, has been determined by the WHO. It's an RNA genome virus. It is the product of human interaction with wildlife, they say, from the seafood market over there in Hunan. So this market offers poultry, snakes, bats, and other farm animals, and animals, they say, are a potential virus reservoir. So they are determined that the Wuhan, China coronavirus is a recombatant virus from a bat. Now keep in mind, recombatant viruses are the purposeful combination of pathogen DNA using CRISPR technology. So it's often used to produce viral vaccine serums and also gene therapies. So this is suggesting the virus is man-made. The report in the Journal of the Medical Virology speculates the Wuhan, China coronavirus is a combination of a bat and a snake virus. So, and they're saying it's a cross-species transmission. When was the last time you saw a bat and a snake get together? Really? You know?
This is some sick stuff. This is some sick stuff.
Well, science knows the risk. There was a peer review article in April 2010 in the Public Library of Science. They stated that the seasonal influenza vaccines make people prone to contracting the bird coronavirus H1N1. So the research out of Canada back in 2009, they had some concerns about that flu vaccine that year. It was an inactivated trivalent influenza, but what they found was if you got the flu shot, they said you were 1.4 or 2.5 times more likely to become ill with the bird flu coronavirus. That's what their research out of Columbia, Alberta, British Columbia, Ontario, Quebec, they used their databases and other systems, monitoring controls, to determine that. So it was quite an investigation. Now, here's the important part. The Breitbart Institute owns the patent on the coronavirus since July 23, 2015. And you may be asking, well, who might be involved in the patent on such a virus? Here are the shareholders. Bill and Melinda Gates, international disease control agencies like WHO, European Commission, and OIE, Biotechnology and Biological Science Research Council, the UK Department of Environment, Food, and Rural Affairs, industrial producers for veterinarian vaccines and antivirals, as well as farmers and livestock keepers. They're all shareholders in that patent. So here's what the patent office says. The present invention, now isn't that interesting that they call this virus an invention? They say the present invention provides a live attenuated coronavirus comprising a variant reclipse gene encoding with polyproteins comprising the mutation in one or more non-structural proteins, coronavirus proteins 14, 15, and 16. This intended coronavirus may be used in a vaccine for treating or preventing disease such as infectious bronchitis. Now, back in the 60s, they only had numbers 1 and 2 for coronaviruses, so they've got up to 16 mutations now, different varieties. Actually, the veterinarian medicine has 2 strains of coronavirus for canines. So it's considered an invention because nothing Mother Nature creates can be patentable. Okay. Now, this is an interesting point. In October 2019, the World Economic Forum, Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation all hosted a high-level pandemic exercise event called 201 in New York. They promoted the reason for the event was to bring together private and public partnerships to handle pandemics and prevent large-scale economic consequence. So the event reported that the world experienced about 200 pandemics events annually, and these events are going to increase. They included plans to manage what is they called a global pandemic threat. So what did the events focus on, and what type of pandemic do you suppose they had? Well, in their announcement, they had, quote, "For our pandemic scenario, we modeled a fictitious coronavirus pandemic, but we explicitly state it was not a prediction. Instead, the exercise served as a highlight of preparedness and response challenges that would likely arise. We are not predicting that the NCOV-2019 coronavirus outbreak will kill 65 million people. Our computer used a mock novel coronavirus with the model using a potential impact." So, what pathogen is this NCOV-2019 coronavirus? Which virus is that? Lo and behold, it's labeled the Wuhan coronavirus. By the way, the N in that sequence means novel, which, if you translate that, it means virulent, or it means highly lethal strain of coronavirus. So apparently China's been on the prediction list for this outbreak for about a year. The Lancet Journal, published in January 24th, 2020, said that the recent coronavirus in Wuhan, China, was caused by a beta coronavirus, NCOV-2019. That's another way of saying a man-made RNA virus of zoonotic origin from animals. Now, the data they collected is this specific strain attacks males between the ages of 30 and 50. 73% of the patients are that in that age group. That's interesting. Half the patients at the seafood market are affected, and also 50% of the patients also may have some other underlying health conditions like diabetes, blood pressure, and heart disease. So I think it's interesting it's coded to infect more males in that age group. I find that highly suspicious.
Very interesting. Highly suspicious, yes.
Yep. Tip of the iceberg, though, folks. According to the Lancet Journal, there's going to be more of these viruses, and they're going to be more lethal, they predict. That was from the Lancet Journal this year in January. So get out there, get your immune system really, you know, strong and healthy, because there are some things that will boost an immune system. I'm going to bet the immune system can handle it if you just know how to feed it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, tell the listeners what to do and give us your contact info.
Sure. They can call Apothecary Herbs toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And, of course, thepowerherbs.com. Lots of immune boosters out there and pandemic kits at thepowerherbs.com. Check it out.
All right. Appreciate it, Wendy. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. Give her a call. Thank you for joining us. Thanks, Wendy.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CanoraTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And, of course, visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you tune into our weekly newsletter, and that was a great report from Wendy Wilson of Apothecary Herbs. Make sure you give her a call. Visit her website, thepowerherbs.com. Stay healthy, ladies and gentlemen. Get rest.
After that report.
Right, keep your stress down. And
yes.
You know, if you don't have to go anywhere, don't.
It's more urgent than ever to make sure you're ready.
Pardon?
Absolutely. Stock up on food, get a water filter, and get some precious metals, and even, hate to say this, but guns and ammo. If this is the worst I've ever heard so far about news headlines behind this. China shutting down cities, millions of people quarantined, airlines quit flying into China. This may be a biggie. This may not blow over like the rest of them did, like SARS and MERS and Ebola. This may be huge. I don't know. But it sure is something to think about.
I question if those other ones blew over as easy as they did, too. We just weren't released that information. So, you know, they kept it. They did nip it in the bud. But I also believe those were a little worse off than what they led us to believe. But this one is, you know, it seems like it's different. Because the problem is because it does imitate a cold and a flu, and you know, you just you know, go and and I'll get over it, and I'll drink a little extra orange juice and be done with it. You go out in the public, you go to work. Nothing irritates me more when people go to work and they're sick. Stay home.
Oh yeah.
Or you're going to the grocery store, checking out your groceries, and the person at the checkout counter is about ready to fall over, you know, because they're coughing and everything. It's like, stay home. Stay home. You know, it's just, but you know what? Companies don't pay your wages if you're sick. You know,
that's
instead
true.
Of giving parents, you know, 6 months to stay home with your newborn baby, how about giving sick people the chance to stay home and give them a wage while they're sick so they don't come in and contaminate everybody else, and then more people are off. So, yeah, it's just... this country, the infrastructure of this country. I mean, try to go get health care. Try to see a doctor on an emergency. I mean, it's all, the whole system is against preventing and helping and acting quickly in these main situations, Butch. Look
yes,
at our
it
infrastructure. It's crumbling. Look at the filth in this country.
Well, the health care infrastructure is crumbling also. That's what's really scary. I mean, the health care is actually crumbling.
It is. And I mean, when I'm traveling, you know, you stop at the gas to get gas, and you go into the gas station to the bathroom. I just look around, and I mean, it's like you almost have to wear a suit, a hazmat suit, to go to the bathroom anymore because they're just filthy. And it surprises me that this hasn't happened a little bit sooner than likely. And the thing of it is, you got to remember, you know, cash, people who use cash, how those germs are, you know, it's, you know, we just have to live in our little, in our, you know, always carry a little Purell disinfectant with you. I have jars all over my desk.
One of the signs of a third world country is filth. And we're seeing that in America. We're seeing filth. On the streets, like you said, public restrooms, even restaurants, we're seeing filth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and it doesn't seem to, I mean, restaurants that have, they bring you food and you look at it, and it's like, I wouldn't feed that to my dog.
Yes.
And yet you have to stand in line to get in there. It's like, I don't get it. You know, Wendy talked about, you know, preparedness programs going on in New York, the Center for Domestic Preparedness, FEMA. They've been training ever since, you know, since 2006. 1,900 healthcare and emergency personnel from across the nation have attended training that's offered by the Center for Domestic Preparedness. The CDP pandemic training, this is what they're doing, gives insight to educate employees, local fire departments on pandemic issues. They're ready. They understand it's coming, or they wouldn't be doing this. And it really is irritating, Butch. I mean, we've talked about population control. I know I have for the past 25, 30 years. You know, we always knew there was going to be something to where, because they want less of a population. They continue to create these diseases and virus strains.
Of course. Isn't that what, was that, who was that said they'd like to come back as a virus and kill and wipe out, you know, half the population? Who was said that? Some royalty, was it Prince Charles? Who was said that? That they like to die and come back as a royalty, as a virus, so they could wipe out half the population. Now, I'm not. This is all for sure happening. This is what they're saying. Population control. If you don't believe so, read the Georgia Guidestones, folks. That did appeared out of nowhere. It seemed like in Georgia, what they want the population of the whole earth down to 500 million, 500 million, from 7.5 to almost 8 billion people. That's a lot of people dying.
And they know what attack. Yeah, and they know it attacks elderly.
Go ahead. Of course.
I'm sorry, Butch.
And youngins, too. You heard her say they attack the children.
Yeah.
And, of course, one of them attacks middle-aged men, 35 to 50 years old. I mean, that pretty near covers the whole area. Hmm. Well, anyway.
So, and you know what? And this all goes to the same thought. If they really don't care about your health, if they create these diseases knowing it's just a matter of time, do you really think that they care about your wealth? Do you really think that they care that you work so hard and you invested your funds in their Wall Street programs? Do you really believe they're going to let you walk away with it? Oh, some have. Some have done very well. And I think that's great. But there's a whole lot more in there. And they have to let some get some reward, or you wouldn't fall for the program. It's just, I don't know, Butch. It really is amazing.
Our world's imploding around this. Our nation, America, the one you and I grew up in with, was somewhat a decent country, is absolutely crumbling around us. Our nation's literally falling apart in every area, morally, financially, health, everything. And it seems like that people are just trying to make it even speed up and get worse. It's phenomenal. I mean, I have an article here that I'll share with me in a few minutes too. But our own the governor of West Virginia, teaming up with Jerry Falwell Jr. in from Liberty University, met, and they invited Virginia counties to come and join West Virginia. Now, this is on the news. I mean, this is on the world news. You know, our governor said, we're not run by Democrats here, and we're strictly pro-Second Amendment. Come and join us. Now, Melody, that's something when you have states even talk, counties almost seceding from state. That's a sign of a crumbling nation, is it not?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, this is happening right now. I mean, our own governor, right here where I live, said, come and join us. Come and join us. And Jerry Falwell Jr. said if the Virginia continues along the same path it's going now, he's all for civil disobedience. So, yeah,
well,
it's heating up.
Well, yeah, and that's not a place where I'd want it to go either. But I mean, there's no one else calming anything down, and no.
That's the point.
I know I know all their listeners are, and we're certainly heading into an election year. Things are heating up, and everybody has taken sides. But I'll tell you what, no one stirs it up more. Also, you have just as many Republicans stirring it up as the Democrats. And
oh, you do.
No one seems to say, "Gee, look at what they're doing." Look at what they're doing. How they're creating the situation. It's the situation that they want.
It's
and
almost
everybody's
like
fallen for it.
Yes, exactly.
And sinker.
It's like Virginia, the governor and the legislatures actually want a fight.
They do.
It's like they want violence to break out. And the governor of Virginia was going to call in the UN troops to help, and I think I understand that Trump stopped that. Whether or not, I don't really know, but this is part of the agenda to do that. So after the rally they had there Monday before last, they say anywhere from 25,000 to 50,000 people showed up, most of them armed, and they went ahead and continued their tyrannical moves. That isn't that a slap in the face?
But I mean, it's certainly, we see everything that is just again, it's the ant hill that's being stirred, and it's like all the ants are just going crazy.
Out of chaos order.
It's all chaos, yes.
Out of chaos order. Kentucky is passing it,
and that's where we're headed.
It is.
And I just don't understand why people can't step back and see what's going on, like we do.
Well, it's not rocket science. It's not rocket science. We become so depraved in this country, so depraved that on Super Bowl they're going to have transgenders dancing during the halftime. We're so depraved as a country, we're going to have sexual deviants dancing during the halftime festivities, and we think that a righteous God doesn't see this. We're seeing judgment on this land, people. We're seeing judgment on the land. If you're not prepared for what's coming, all I can tell you is you're going to be left out in a hard time ahead. You truly are. I'm telling you because I really care for you. If you don't have food put back, a water filter put back, ways to take care of yourself when the power is gone or whatever may happen, and defend yourself and your family, and provide for yourself with some kind of assets where you can do some barter and trade, you're going to be greatly, greatly
hurt. It's not only just bartering trade, Butch. It's not only bartering trade. There's a lot of people out there that have fiat dollars in their retirement account.
Sure, absolutely.
And so they're going to lose their wealth. So you just don't buy gold and silver for trading and bartering. You buy it for those who have worked hard and stored and got their paper fiat mixed in with the New World Order, Wall Street government Ponzi scheme. Protect what you have and what you earn. Just don't let it go to dust, because ladies and gentlemen, that's where it's going to go.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Let's take a look at Venezuela. I don't know. I haven't looked lately where their stock market was. But when they were in the news, 24/7, a year ago, their stock market was making record highs. People were eating in the streets, killing dogs to eat. So there's a Wall Street, and the stock market doesn't have anything to do with how you live, the condition and of the economy of that country. I mean, so some degree it does, of course it does. But I mean, that's the extreme that we see in Venezuela, and I think that's exactly what we're going to see here. Fiat dollars. Your paper dollar is nothing. Paper. Worthless. And that's why you trade it for real money. Because as we go through these things, real money is going to mean something. And it's going to mean, for gold, a very high price. Gold and silver.
Well, Peter Schiff is not one I follow a lot, to be quite honest with you, but I'm not picking on a guy. I don't trust him. I take it back. I don't trust him. I don't think he's all that great.
He's
prediction
a paper
thing,
guy.
But, yeah,
he's
he is. He
guy.
Is. He is. And but he said, "If now this is what he said, if Bernie Sanders gets elected, And he says he's leading the polls over Trump 48-42%, and he's just 3 points behind Biden. So if he's elected, gold prices will jump to $2,000 an ounce the night of the election. That's what he said. It will implode. It will explode gold and precious metals at Bernie Sanders' election, because he'll be a catastrophe for the disaster for the economy. Of course he will. He's an out and out communist. Of course he'll destroy the economy worse than what it already is. And folks, the economy is right now a one ton ball on a toothpick holding it up. That's all that's doing it. And another Bernie Sanders or any kind of his ilk in office would destroy it. Gold and silver will be worth a fortune. I guess that's one bright side looking at it the way, I suppose. But that's,
my prediction is we're not going to see an election this year.
You could be right. You could be right. I mean, with the way things are looking now, with the instability of this nation in every way possible—financially, morally, physically—people are literally at blows with each other, and you can almost feel the tension in the air. You feel the stress.
Before we head into break, let's. We have a caller, Rick.
Yep.
Good afternoon, Rick. How you doing?
No, I'm doing fine.
Where are you
calling
from?
I just want to call y'all. Kansas.
All right.
Actually, I'm sitting in the kitchen.
Okay. Well, I'm glad it's a kitchen.
Well, what's for supper?
What do you have to say?
What's for supper?
Pork chops. I hate to say it. Yeah. Pork
cheap,
so I'm
minute.
Eating pork chops. Yeah.
I
wanted to call y'all and give you a little hint on end time prophecy. The key word is travail. As you get closer to the end, the birth pains will get, you know, more quick,
more severe, more
closer
severe.
Together, yeah, and more severe. So, you know, there are signs that are coming, and yeah, like you said, it's not going to get any better. But you know, keep your faith in God. Not cash, not
Amen.
Gold. You know, potatoes going to be worth more than gold someday, you know, if you want to look at it the hard times. But as long as you keep the faith, you'll be all right.
So, hey, you keep the faith and prepare physically as our God told us to, you know. That's how you do that.
Well,
I mean, just like Noah. When Noah built the ark, he had to supply the animals with feed. He just didn't but say, all right, God, you do it. You get prepare yourself.
It's funny you went to the ark, but that's a time span. The time they spent in the ark. That's another time span in Revelation. If you want to look into it, you're a pastor.
It is.
Right?
It
you
is.
Don't know that.
Yeah,
okay.
It is.
Well, that time span, I could do 5 months standing on my head. So, you know, it's not the time span. It's your faith and knowing the word.
It is faith. But again, if Noah hadn't built the ark, he'd been dead the rest of them.
Pardon?
Just that easy. If Noah hadn't built the ark, he'd been dead.
All right, we're heading into a break, Rick. Thank you for your call. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned.
Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight?
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. I just want to say the Fed, let's see where my notes went. The Federal Reserve decided to hold the interest rate steady today. Of course, this is the first policy meeting of the year, 2020. And let's see, the U.S. Central Bank pointing to continued moderate economic growth and a strong job market, such BS, and giving no sign of any imminent changes in borrowing costs. Of course not, because they're not going to allow to have any imminent changes in borrowing costs. He says, we believe the current state of stance of monetary policy is appropriate to support sustained economic growth, a strong labor market, and inflation returning to our symmetric 2% objective. They are just so nuts. So the lending rate is in a range of 1.50% and 1.75%. You know, and he says there's uncertainties about the outlook remain about the coronavirus. They don't know how it's going to affect the world's economy and the slowdown in the world's second largest economy. But I think what I found that was interesting is that he did not give any new guidance about its current practice of buying the $60 billion monthly of U.S. Treasury bills to ensure adequate short-term liquidity in bank funding markets. So, you know, that's going to continue. No, that's, you know, that program is going to remain in place at least until April, while a related offering of repurchase agreements is going to continue to at least through April. So, but it's not going to change. They're going to continue that. It's just like this program was only supposed to last 2 weeks. Then it was 6 months. So it's going to continue to go, and we're going to see great prices in gold and silver. It's not the only reason you should buy gold and silver. It's because, you know, it might hit 5,000 or, you know, 6,000, and there's other predictions for much higher, but I always say just wait until we get there, and then we'll see where it's going. But we know it's going higher than what it is today. So 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. And in some other, I really wasn't, you know, mainly it was all on the virus. You know, there's grave concern. Everybody knows the infection spreading beyond China. And it's interesting that you have CNBC, a financial news program, talking about that. And they're really talking about it making major impacts on the market. The trade deficit, the U.S. fourth quarter goods trade deficit, that widened. You know, so again, that prompts some growth forecast cuts, and that was pretty much it in the financial news today, Butch. Again, all eyes are either on the impeachment or the virus. And
Well, I do know that this article here, Dan Horowitz, I'm sure you know who he is. It said the Congressional Budget Office projects $1 trillion deficits indefinitely.
Yep.
Now,
this is
interesting. When Obama took office in 2009 and racked up $1 trillion deficits, it shocked the nation. Now, pay attention, folks, and spawned the Tea Party movement to push reduction in spending. Thanks to passage of the Budget Control Act under a GOP Congress, deficits declined roughly $400 to $600 billion during Obama's second term in office. Fast forward to the new decade, and despite high revenue and record low unemployment, according to this article, annual deficits will forever remain above $1 trillion, barring major structural reforms to government. So, where's the Tea Party now with Trump spending $1.3 trillion over the budget? What happened to the Tea Party movement? Why they're upset because Trump's doing it? I mean, I'm not saying we shouldn't fuss about Obama doing it, but is Trump spending money better than Obama spending money? You tell me that. To me, that's two-faced.
Well, not just Obama, but Bush, Clinton, Bush,
of course,
and all the others before him, Reagan, their hero.
Reagan's first one to go over $1 trillion in office, I mean, in budget and in debt.
And what did he do? He passed a major tax cut.
Yes, he did.
He left office, and his increase in the debt was what? I can't remember, 125%, 144%?
Yep. He had the highest tax, in the record at the time. But, you know, maybe it says something about Trump's concern for election. Trump allies are handing out cash to black voters. Now, this is a real story. Organizers have begun holding events in black communities where they lavish praise on the president while handing out thousands of dollars in giveaways. Allies of Donald Trump have begun holding events where organizers lavish praise on the president as they hand out tens of thousands of dollars to lucky attendees. The first giveaway took place last month in Cleveland. Recipients whose winning tickets were drawn from a bin landed cash gifts in increments of several $100 stuffed in two envelopes. A second giveaway scheduled for this month in Virginia has been postponed, and more are said to be in the works. The tour comes as Trump's campaign has been investing its own money to make inroads with black voters and erode Democrats' overwhelming advantage with them. But the cash giveaways, organized under the auspices of an outside charity, the Urban Revitalization Coalition, permitting donors to remain anonymous and make tax-deductible contributions. Is that not almost like buying votes?
No. Really?
I mean, is he that desperate? He's got to give them cash to get them to come to the rallies?
Well, you know... And God bless the people who go to the rallies. Don't get us wrong, ladies and gentlemen. God bless them. But you know, I relayed this story about when I went to go to the rally here in it was actually at the high school here in Berlin, Stephen Decatur High School. I wanted to go, and I thought, well, it was the day before. Well, there's no way I'd be able to get a ticket because it's high school, for heaven's sakes. And it was in the auditorium, so, you know, how many people can you fit in a high school? Not very many. So I thought I would call anyway, and I was surprised. There was tickets available. Well, my cousin, what he does is he does entertainment and, you know, all that kind of stuff here in this area and so forth. So he knows what venues, and plus he was a state student, you know, whatever. So he knows how many people were in the high school. And he says, yeah, he says they gave out like 15,000 tickets. But it only holds like 2,500 people. So what they do is they never shut off giving out tickets. And he says, usually what you do, you'll sell an extra maybe 500 just to make sure that it does get filled up. He says, but I've never seen them sell that much over. Or give out that many more over the venue's seating facility. So
how many showed up? Did they have enough place to see everybody?
It was enough to see it on everyone. But then you had all those tickets that people thought that they could get in standing outside. So you bring people in, so it looks like you have. It's brilliant. It's brilliant because we all see what we see. You mm-hmm. see thousands of people standing outside. Well, they all expected to get in because they had tickets. And so
sneaky.
It's brilliant. It really is.
But it's sneaky. I don't care anyway. Maybe it's sneaky. Wow. Well, you know, you mentioned impeachment. And McConnell says he doesn't have enough votes to block the witnesses from testifying. You probably know that, right?
I do.
But the White House has issued a formal threat. The White House has issued a formal threat to Bolton to keep him from publishing his book. Now, I'm not making this is really for real. They issued a threat to the man. I don't know how that's going to be brought forth. I don't know how they're going to, I mean, what kind of threat can they do to make him stop his book? But they issued a threat nonetheless. So Bolton nor his publisher, neither one were there to make a comment. But what is Trump afraid of the book? The room where it happened, a White House memoir, is named the book. So, but they're threatening him, directly threatening, formal threat, if he tries to bring that in. So I don't know. We'll see. Interesting.
You know, it really
maybe more
is told
what thought they were.
Yeah, and you know, I think I could see through certain things how the administration handles things and their program and so forth and whatnot. And I think this time they handled it wrong. And it might just come back to bite them. I don't know. And it doesn't matter if, and again, I'm not saying that because I think this is something that should be going on. I don't. But I wonder if the administration, and I'm just not talking President Trump, I'm talking about those around them, around him, and so forth. I wonder if they just got a little too cocky and handled it wrong, and to where it will hurt the president more than help him. I don't know.
I guess time will tell.
Yeah.
Time will tell. But you know, on another financial note, Boeing had its first annual loss in more than two decades.
Yes.
Because of the 737 MAX crisis. Their bills on that has doubled to $19 billion trying to get all this mess cleaned up. So they're not doing so hot. And I understand now that airlines are really hurting because flights are slowing down because of the virus, coronavirus. They're not making as many flights as they were overseas in different places. So all this does kind of tie back, I guess, to finances. But and I've articles have read it that some of the higher-ups are more afraid of the financial situation than they are the health situation. That sounds cold, but they really are. So, of course, it's going to affect finances. If this does become what it could, it's going to affect everything in this country, not just health. As a matter of fact, it's affected Starbucks in China. They already shut down about half of their... They had like 4,300 shops there. They shut down about half of them right now because of the fear of this virus. And I mean, Starbucks is, you know, a huge company, actually, obviously worldwide. But they're actually shutting down stores in China because of this. So it's affecting them and the people who work for them.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know if people are just overreacting or what is really happening.
I don't know. I never heard this before. I don't mean it happened before, but I've never heard this before. I never heard about cities being quarantined. Maybe they were, and they didn't tell us. But I've never heard about, what is, last time I heard 65 million people were quarantined, and airlines are quitting flying in certain places, and I have here, you know, that they're separating, the healthcare workers are having to go into the coronavirus pandemic, I guess you could say, and they're leaving the families to do that, and they're all tore up because they may not make it back. This is in China, of course. So I don't know, Melody. I've never heard this much coverage on something like this from different sources. Maybe this really is going to be something huge. I wish I had more answers than that, but I don't.
No.
You can't trust your own news broadcast. You can't trust the news in this country any more than you can out of China.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just saw a headline. I haven't had a chance to read it, but Steve Bannon, remember him, Trump's ally? Well, he's producing.
Yes. Oh yes.
He's producing a new documentary about the takedown of China's President Xi. in relationship to the phase two of the trade deal. So I just saw the headline going through, and it's, if that's the plan, you know, then you kind of wonder where this disease really came from. And when Wendy said it's already been named, you know, a year ago, of the center of, you know, China, one of its largest cities in the center of China, central China. You know, we all know how governments like to create situations so they can come in and, you know, solve the problem. We know our government loves to remove leadership in various countries, regime change. And you look at the people surrounding Trump. Pompeo, you think he's really changed? I can remember when nobody liked Pompeo until he became, you know, Trump's right-hand man. Then all of a sudden he's a different person, and, you know, he changed his spots. And, you know, so these people don't change. They just make you think they have. Because that's what they're able to do, what they do, and get done what they want to complete. So it's I don't know, Butch.
Only Melody, I really don't. And I certainly, and I don't want to do this kind of program. And I preach hard when I preach. I teach what the Bible says. And this is not to scare people. This is to prepare people. You know, a wise man, the Bible says, sees trouble coming and prepares himself for it. He looks ahead and he plans for things, scenarios. I mean, why do you put a spare tire in a car? Because you won't have a flat? Of course not. In case you have a flat. That's what, I mean, why do you put the insurance on a house? Lack of faith? No, because things happen. That's common sense. That is faith. That's preparing for the future as our Creator told us to. Why do you put back food for the wintertime? Think about it. I mean, why do squirrels do it?
Same reason. And what we're going to do is, we're out of time. I hear the music in the background, so you're right, Butch. And we'll finish this up on tomorrow. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, be safe. Good night, and God bless. That's too bad.